Blog Talk Radio.
Here on blogtalkradio.com. Yes, it's Tuesday. And wanted to come on, being that this is the last week of Black History Month, I wanted to share a bit of our history with you all so that you can know that the things that we use in our everyday lives were created by some wonderful African Americans. You know, I know that they want to try to erase our history, but our history is a part of American history. You know, a part of the world history. Because if we did not know who these people are or were, we would not be able to walk in our own purpose. You know what I'm saying? We have to walk in our purpose, you know, because if we don't, we won't leave a legacy behind. We won't leave any type of history behind. So therefore, the people that came before us, they were just your plain, regular, old, you know, folks from, you know, Maryland, you know, various places in this country. And they did some, made some major moves in this country. Like, for instance, did you know that a black man is behind the invention of an elevator? Black man is behind the invention of an elevator. He was one man, mere one man. I believe he was, let me get my history facts up. I believe that he was, just chilling one day, and all of a sudden he happens to fall. When he fell, he was like, you know what? I'm going to have to do something about this because this right here is not going to work. Falling down in this shaft, down, you know, in this building, and no way of getting. Now, he survived. He did survive. But if he hadn't survived, we wouldn't have what we know today as an elevator. And he goes by the name of... His name is, let me make sure I get the right one, because there was a lot of people that during those times, you know, they created these inventions and everything. Boy, when I tell you, it shocked me when I looked this up, and I was like, Are you serious? What we know today as the elevator was invented because this man failed? Okay, so yeah, he fatally failed on the shaft, and he took it upon himself to develop an elevator. And his name was Alexander Miles. He was born in, let's see, what year did they say he was born? He was born in, I believe, in the 1800s. And I believe he died in, like, 1918. Yeah. He was born in 1838, and he died in 1918. So what we know today about this elevator, the elevator was created by Alexander Miles. You know, and a lot of people feel like, oh, they wonder, how did the elevator come into existence? Well, here's your answer. Because this man fatally fell down the shaft, and he said, nobody can be falling. So how we get from one floor to another floor to another floor is due to the invention by Alexander Miles. Alexander Miles, we salute you, sir, for creating the elevator or the elevator system. Now, I'm going to even shock you even more. You know, now, not only did we have someone create the elevator, you know, we also had someone who's a co-inventor of the home security system. Yeah, you know, that security system that we have in our house that protects our entire home today. Well, it was co-founded by a black woman, and her name is Marie Van Britten Brown. Oh, you can look this up. If you want to look it up for yourself, you can just Google Black African American Inventors, and you'll get a list of over 47 people. 47 people. So her name was Marie Van Britten Brown, and she helped co-invent the home security system. So the reason why our homes are protected is because this black woman said, let me get in on there. Let me help tweak it, you know? So Marie Van Britten Brown, we salute you for creating or helping in the invention of the home security system. Well, you know, we know about, you know, people like Garrett A. Morgan, who created the stoplight. We know about Madam C.J. Walker, we know about George Washington Carver, but did you know that there was someone who had a hand in what we call today as a light bulb? Yep, the carbon light bulb. Carbon light bulb invented by a black man who goes by the name of Lewis Howard Latimer. Behind the creation of the carbon light bulb. The carbon light bulb. So, hey, everything that we use in our homes, around us, at our jobs, somebody had a hand in it. And guess what? It might have been a black person. So the reason why I wanted to do this, because I wanted to show you all that no matter how old you are, no matter how young you are, you can achieve and accomplish anything in your life. You know what I'm saying? You can be the first scientist to create a laser that helps to remove cataracts. Oh, yes, a black woman behind the creation of the laser removal of a cataract. And her name is Patricia Bass. Yep, Patricia Bass, born 1942, recently died here a few years ago, 2019, is one of the first African-American women who was an ophthalmologist who did countless research, and she is behind laser treatment for removing cataract. Yep. Uh-huh. So when your doctor, if you develop a cataract and you go to your doctor and you say, man, I tell you, I thank that Patricia Bass. And he'll be like, Patricia Bass. Oh, you know who Patricia Bass is. You know who Patricia Bass is. Oh, yes, yes, yes. She's the woman who developed the lasers treatment to remove the cataract. Yes! So, you can be anything, and all it takes is the purpose, the will to want to do it. You know what I'm saying? Because guess what? God gives us purpose. He said, you know, I'm going to make your name great. And I'm going to tell you how I'm going to make your name great so everybody will know. I'm going to put this in here in you. Or I'm going to put this little bit of scientist in you to make you do research and this and that and the third. Oh, I'm going to help you create the light bulbs and give you the thoughts to create like the elevator, you know, the elevator, like all these different things. And it's like, So I'm sure that somewhere deep down inside of you that there is an invention waiting to be created, something that we have never seen and that is going to forever be used by our children's 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 children. You know what I'm saying? So put your thinking caps on. You know what I'm saying? And make sure you get a patent. Speaking of patents, there was actually a person who created, who was recorded as one of the first people, black people, to ever apply for a patent. Yup. And we'll talk about him after this break. All right, so sit back and don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Midnight Cocoa Show here on blogtalkradio.com. I am your girl, Miss Coco, and this is Tuesday's Tips. We are celebrating Black History on this last week in February. Yes, indeed. We're talking about some of the inventors of a lot of products that we use. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Midnight Cocoa Show, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Be sure to like, share, and follow on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Stay tuned for more of our show after the break.
It's glam time, just in time for spring. Hey, ladies, do you love playing dress-up for that special guy in your life? Or how about a girl's night out? Well, Glam Time Beauty Supply has all of your beauty needs. Yes, from makeup to beauty products and everything in between. Just log on to Instagram at Glam Time Beauty Supply and let them know that your girl Miss Coco sent you. That's Glam Time Beauty Supply for all of your beauty needs.
Can't find the fighter, but I see it in you, so we gonna walk it out. Thank you.
Matt, you're listening to the Night Couple Show here on blogtalkradio.com. I am your host, Miss Coco, and you're listening to Tuesday's Tip. Yes, this is Tuesday's Tip. We're talking about some inventions that were created by Black African-American people. Trying to be politically correct here. African-American people, African descendants, who created, you know, like the elevators, the home security system, the carbon light bulb, you know, a lot of different inventions that we use today that we didn't know or realize that were created by African Americans. You know what I'm saying? Because I surely did not know that a Black woman had her hand in helping to create or invent the home security system. I did not know that a Black woman was behind the actual laser treatment to remove cataracts. I did not know that a Black man invented the elevator because he fatally failed down the shaft in a building. I did not know that. And so it's like these things are like, wow. And so I say all that to let you all know is that doesn't matter how old you are, if you have an idea, work your idea. Make sure that it works. You know what I'm saying? Apply for your patent and get out there and put it out there on the market. You know what I'm saying? People are going to buy it. Obviously, it's being used. You know what I'm saying? All these examples that I've given you, you know, were being used. You know, the carbon light bulb, the elevator. You know what I'm saying? Yes, we had stairs, but the elevator? Now, with the elevator, there's so many things that were created behind that. You know what I'm saying? You have the escalators that get you to where you need to go. You have the floor escalators that moves you, you know, when you're in the airport. I mean, it's so many elevators are found everywhere. Airports, apartment buildings, you know, businesses, offices. Everywhere you turn around, the elevator is used. And the techniques that were used to create the elevators is the same concepts and techniques that are used in escalators. It's used in, you know, when we go into the mall and we go up the escalators. And, you know, I mean, the conveyor belts. You know what I'm saying? That's another invention. I don't know who created that, but all those things end up being created or invented just simply because an elevator was. Or the light bulb was created and invented simply because how the lighting, our lighting system is because of a light bulb, one single light bulb. Then you got Garrett A. Morgan with the, Garrett A. Morgan, you know, Garrett Morgan, who created the traffic stoplight. And now traffic stoplights are different in every city and state that you visit. You know what I'm saying? Like, who said, you know what? We need something else that's going to help this traffic flow through here. How about we create the stop business? Red means stop. Stop. Yellow means slow down. And green means go. You know what I'm saying? Who thought of that concept like that? Who would have thought that whole entire concept is how we operate today? Now, before the break, I told you that there was a Black man recorded as one of the first Black men to be recorded as the first to apply for a patent. Well, this man also created a device that helped plant the seeds of corn. He was a corn seed. It was a corn seed planter. And let me get to his name, because this man, his name was, let me get back to it here. I want to say this man's name is Granville Woods. I believe this is the one. Yes, this is. No, I apologize. It's not Granville or Granville. It's actually. Now, speaking of Granville, Granville Woods, he's the person that created the telegraph, the railway telegraph. But the person who was behind the corn seed planter is... let me make sure this is the correct one here. Okay, yeah. His name is Frederick McKinley. Frederick McKinley is the first person who is recorded as the first African-American who applied for a patent, but he's also behind Frederick McKinley is the person who created the refrigerator. Basically, he's the engineer behind the refrigerator system, or how to refrigerate your food. So he's behind that. So I am getting these mixed up here as I go along. Okay, so Henry Blair is the man's actual person who is the first person to be recorded as to apply for a patent, a U.S. patent. His name is Henry Blair, and he is actually the person behind the corn seed planter. Henry Blair, he's behind the corn seed feeder because, you know, back in those times, during those times, you know, you had to take the, I don't know if they had shovels back. But whatever they had back in those days, they were doing that. You know what I'm saying? So that's a little bit of Black history for you guys. I hope that you enjoyed that. We only have a few minutes left here in our show today. But I want you to remember some of these inventions, these inventors. Google it for yourself and think of what you can actually can invent, and that is needed out there. Okay, all right. Until next time, feel free to be you and live for today like it is your last, because life has its struggles, but always take a sip of cocoa and guess what, you will be all right. I'm your girl Miss Coco for the Midnight Coco Show here on Tuesday. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you back here next time. Peace.